Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu ta'zimi hurumati al-Muslimin wa bayani haquqihim wa shafaqati alayhim wa rahmatihim. The chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims and explanation of their rights and having compassion and mercy for them. So one is to respect a Muslim, the other is to have compassion for the Muslims, and the third is having mercy upon them. So this is part of a Muslim's life, this is part of his duty, and he respects every Muslim, he respects every sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, everything that deserves to be, every symbol, everything that deserves to be honored, a person, a Muslim, respects it. And he respects and he has compassion for his fellow brothers, and he shows mercy upon him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi as usual starts off with the ayat of the Quran. These great muhaddithin, they start off with the ayat of the Quran, because the Quran is the highest form of revelation that we have got. The strongest form of revelation is Quran Sharif. So our first port of call as far as our deen and shariat is called, is concerned, is the Quran. So therefore they start with the ayat of the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever respects that which Allah Ta'ala has made sacred, then this will be the best for him when his sustainer, when his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things that Allah ta'ala made sacred, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made such that they should be respected, this person respects it, and this will be the best for him when his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah ta'ala says that whoever respects the symbols, the sha'air, the shi'ar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plural is sha'air, whoever respects the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is because of the piety of the hearts. This respect that he's showing is because of the piety of the heart. So therefore we find that respect for anything is not a small thing. Especially a person respects his seniors. Apart from the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, symbols specifically refer to the beauties of Hajj, the holy places when a person is going for Hajj, those places, those holy places that he visits, and a person respects that animal that is slaughtered for qurbani, sacrificial animals, that animal that is slaughtered also for that dame shukr when a person goes for Hajj. So a person has respect for the animals also. Now the time of qurbani is coming. How often you find that animals are being abused? They're not taken care of. They're not looked after the way they should be. So this all falls under a person who respects the shi'ar, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He even respects those animals for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also includes a person that, when a person is choosing his animal, it includes that when he's choosing his animal out of the hurumat, this is a symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes, he pays a little bit extra and he gets a good quality animal, because this is a symbol, a shi'ar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst the shi'ar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he goes and he gets a good quality animal. So now this person is respecting. So one is where a person goes to extremes, where the respect is not even shown to that animal, it just becomes a thing of show off. This is not what is desired. One is a person is respecting it. The other is, that is very, very important, is that when we respect these things, these symbols, in other words, these places and these animals, how much more we should be respecting a fellow believer. How much more love and muhabbat we should be showing. So respect is something that is very important. So this thing ties up, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is because of the piety of the hearts. Now when a person has got respect and he's got adab, it's a reflection of what's in the heart. If the heart has got respect, then outside this person will be a very respectful person. He'll be a very good person, he'll be a very noble person. He'll respect his seniors, he'll respect his elders, he'll respect his asatiza, he'll respect just the poor and the weak people in society, because the person has got this in his heart. So the respect is actually a reflection of what is in the heart. Just to finish off two more ayats. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, lower your wings for the believers. Lower your wings. In other words, humble yourself for the believers. Don't be a person that is arrogant, a person that is proud. Try and be a person that is lowering himself. He is not trying to show his barai.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا.
Allah Ta'ala says, whoever kills another person for a reason other than in retaliation for another soul. So in other words, in Islam, there is such a thing that with the verdict of the hakim, with the verdict of the qadi at that time, If one person has committed murder, then this person's life is allowed to be taken after following the due process. So here the ayat is saying that whoever kills another person without that retaliation, in other words, without having that right to take that retaliation, or he spreads corruption on earth, then it is as he has filled all of, or he has killed all of mankind, and whoever preserves a life, then it is as he has preserved the lives of all mankind. It is as though he preserved one life. In other words, every single life matters. You preserve one life, it is as though you have preserved the life of all the mankind. Now what this ayat is speaking about? It's speaking about murder. Unfortunately, in the recent times, we find that people were taking this ayat and they were misusing it. They said that every life counts, and people shouldn't, Allah Ta'ala save us, people shouldn't be assisting in the Qabristan, they shouldn't be coming to the masajid, they shouldn't be assisting wherever there's some type of danger. But look what this ayat is speaking about. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا, that person who causes murder. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, it is as though he has murdered the whole of mankind. And who hasn't caused murder, he has preserved the life by not murdering somebody. It is as though he has preserved the whole of mankind. So this is what this ayat is speaking about. Ulama explain, why is that, what is the connection between killing one person and killing the whole of mankind? Because ayat is saying it is as though he has killed the whole of mankind. Ulama explain, is by killing one person, the sin is great, as though you have killed everyone else. In other words, one person's life is valuable like how everyone else in the whole of mankind's life is valuable. Number one. Number two is, when you kill one person, whatever progeny Allah Ta'ala would have given that person, if Allah Ta'ala wanted him to live, you hadn't killed him, Allah Ta'ala had now wanted him to live because of your action. All this is part of taqdeer, but that person would have had a family, his family would have had children, their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and a whole lineage. So it's as though you're killing one person, you've killed a whole progeny, you've killed the whole of mankind. So many people you have killed just by murdering one person. Don't think it's insignificant by killing one person. So therefore this ayat is teaching us that every single person's life is valuable, every single person's honor is valuable. By you respecting this, actually you are respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us showing respect for these things that we think to be minor, is not small, it's things that are very, very serious, and very important in deen. Ulama explained that if a person wants to be successful in his community, in fact, just the other day one Ali mentioned to me, he said that when he qualified, then he went and asked his principal, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he said, give me some advice, that I'm going out in the community, give me some parting advice and I'm leaving the environment of the madrasa. He said that whichever area you go to and you work, show respect to the seniors there, the senior ulama that are there, show respect to them, the senior people that are there, the trustees that are there, whoever that are there, senior people, show them the respect and give them that honor and respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause it such that you will get respect. And this is found generally, where a person has got respect for his seniors, he's got respect for those elders, he's got respect for his asatiza, he's got respect for those people that Allah ta'ala has given positions, then this person automatically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the people will respect him. And the person who doesn't have this respect in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that within a short period of time, the people won't have respect for him also. So one way is not that we desire, nobody should be desiring that people must praise him and respect him. But one way for a person to be respected is just simply show respect to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that respect will be shown to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.